This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? I was talking about life earlier, and we're told life is precious. But is it? And if it is, what makes it so? Because from my vantage point today, life seems very frivolous. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Now, I want to say this right now. I don't find any of your lives frivolous. I believe we all matter. I'm glad you're here. You are spending part of your life with me, probably a much bigger part than you would have ever imagined, certainly bigger than I would have ever imagined, and I'm commanding an audience. And you know what we're talking about? We're talking about our lives. Are we prepping? Are we training? Are we for what, right? Because we want better lives. I would venture to tell you the majority of us want better lives for other people than we really do for ourselves. Our lives are okay. What I've learned about life is the more left you are, the more worthless your life appears to be. I find life to be precious, mine in particular. I know that something inside of me burns to keep my life going. Now, I watched my great-grandfather and my great-grandmother both at different times give up on life. I remember my great-grandmother saying to my grandmother, her daughter, I want you to go into that chest that's in the room right by the door, and she starts telling you, and I want you to give a baby this, and I want you to give, pie, and she's naming off my grandmother's younger sisters and her brother, Burl. She's telling her what to give to everybody. And it was a night, we were at the hospital. I remember I was just sitting in a chair, not playing video games. I didn't have anything to do. But we had gone to the hospital to see my grandmother's mother, my great-grandmother, half Navajo Indian, big woman, big bone woman too. And she was laying in that bed, and my grandmother was talking about, mama, and, having her conversation. And my great-grandmother was telling my grandmother what to give away. And my grandmother says to her, mama, why are you giving all this stuff away? That's some of your favorite stuff. And she, and my great-grandmother, as ornery as she was, said, now, hey, I just told you what to do, now do it. And my grandmother goes, okay, whatever. So we went back to the house. It was a very, very unassuming house with a hole in the floor in the living room and an area stove. But it was one of those black stoves you put wood in, and it exhausted through the ceiling. Anyway, my grandmother, we went back to the house, and she was going through the stuff looking for what her mother had told her to give away. And, of course, the next morning, my grandmother passed away. My great-grandmother died. Similar thing, my great-grandfather had gone to the VA hospital, and went to see him, and he said to me, he's always a strong guy. This man, my great-grandfather, I'll tell you, people don't believe this story, but everybody in my family knows it. It's a true story. My great-grandfather was tending his crops. He's a sharecropper, and a mule wouldn't move. And he was trying to get this mule going because he needed to finish this crop. And he hit this mule and knocked it out. People know that story. It's a true story. And so he was known just to be crazy strong. And it was funny because I was much like him. And I've never knocked out a mule. Thankfully, they've all been pretty agreeable. Or maybe I would have. But anyway, my great-grandfather, who was probably one of the strongest men I've ever met in my life, he wasn't huge, probably 5'10", 180, but he was all you wanted to handle. He would throw you around like a rag doll, and it's folklore through my family that would tell you that. It's just not me bragging about him, even though I love him to death. He is the man I respected the most in the world. So anyway, my great-grandfather, I go to see him at the VA hospital. He's sitting on the bed, and he says to me, he's got a nickname for me, and he says, I peed myself. And I said, "What, Papa?" And he says, "I peed myself. I couldn't hear him completely." And he was practically blind, almost blind. And I said, "Well, that's okay, Pops, you know." And he was crying. He'd never seen my great-grandfather cry in my entire life. And I don't think he was much for crying, but he cried, and I cried. Because I couldn't believe that the strongest man I knew was sitting there crying because he was admitting to me that he peed himself. He couldn't hold it. And he was like, "You know, I just feel so embarrassed." And I was like, "Papa, it's okay. You know, don't worry about it." And we're crying. But I knew what was happening because he was saying, "I don't have control anymore." And anyway, long story short, my brother came down the next day and saw him. I had gone back. I had to go back home. And my brother said to me, "You know, I don't think, you know, Papa's going to be around." And then the next day he died. And so you can tell when people are saying, "Look, things are shutting down." And my question is, does something trigger that emotion? I mean, was it my grandfather losing control of his body? That's not a big deal in the scheme of things. But for him, it was. I know 50 years earlier, my great-grandfather would have fought for survival. He would have said, "I got to figure out why I'm peeing on myself." But at that stage, it was like that was the end. We know people who aren't necessarily great people, by the way, who will fight for their lives. Somebody breaks into somebody's home and they say, "Man, that burglar had all he could handle because that young girl fought like the Dickens, and finally the neighbors heard and rescued her," or whatever. Fighting for their lives. So what's worth fighting for? I'm willing to bet in this audience is paying attention to the Kevin Jackson Show, listening to me speak about this. There are things you're willing to fight for, even die for others that you wouldn't necessarily fight for yourself. I'm saying like something about your kids or whatever, things like that. Somebody talks, does smack, does whatever, wants to hit whatever. I don't really care. But I'm more willing to go help a stranger in a situation than maybe I would do for myself. Can't say that across the board. But I know that. So my whole point of it is this. We're fighting for this thing that we hold to be precious, that leftists want you to believe that they feel is precious, and yet I don't see their side of it. I don't see them really looking at life from a precious point of view and saying, "Find out who your life is about. Find out what your life is about." I gave one of the greatest quotes earlier in the broadcast where I said the two most important days of your life are the day that you're born and the day that you find out what you were born to do. And I think that we find that earlier. We find it often. We find it at some point in leftist tone. So I do want to talk about that. I want to talk about teens and guns and a host of other things, folks. I'm glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Radio Show.
Another school shooting. Yes, indeed. This one in Maryland. And this is one that all these school shootings, I just want to be very clear, put these on the bony shoulders of Barack Insane Obama. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. An armed resource officer ended a school shooting at Great Mills High School in St. Mary's County, Maryland. This happened just a day ago. St. Mary's County Sheriff Tim Cameron told WRC-TV, the NBC affiliate in Washington, that a male student at a high school opened fire on a female student shortly after school started. Where's Kumbaya? Where's all these emasculated males? I thought these emasculated males were not supposed to be going around shooting up girls. They're supposed to be trying on makeup together. A second male student was shot, but I think he was caught in the crossfire. Cameron said the school resource officer then fired his own weapon at the gunman, bringing the violence to an end. The gunman was later pronounced dead. The girl was critically injured, according to the reports. The third student is being treated for a gunshot wound. I want to stop for just a second and tell you guys, school shootings. Get used to it. It isn't like this is something new. Let me tell you why. It's because liberalism is in these schools. Oh, I know you say, Kevin, you're a broken record. All you do is talk about leftism, 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 leftism. That's all it is. That is the answer. Light of the world, shine on me. Leftism is the answer, and it isn't giving you love. It's giving you hate. It breeds everything that you don't want in the human condition. It breeds insecurity. It breeds jealousy. It breeds envy. All of it. Guarantee you, when they find out what's going on here, it's going to be something that you can tie it back to leftism. It's going to be family issues. It's going to be teasing, bullying, unrequited love, unresolved stuff, anger, you name it. And let me tell you something, folks. I'm a conservative, and I had to deal with all those emotions as a kid, but I never wanted to hurt anybody. I never went to therapy. I didn't have any safe zones or whatever. By the way, isn't that a safe zone? Did you guys see, I don't know if you've seen this, in London they have a sign up now that says something like, this is a no-go zone. It's for adults. This is not at some, you know, at Oxford or some college or university. They want adults where they believe that Muslims are no longer going to attack. Your rape culture doesn't apply here in the safe zone, Muslims in London. The Londoners are seeing it and saying, this is so ridiculous. And they want it to be like, everybody can come here. Think about this. When you have to tell people, this is the safe area. In other words, outside of here, you're on your own. As we used to say, everybody for himself and God for us all. Only in here can we guarantee, finger quotes, your safety. But outside of this, well, hey, you know, so what, we brought over all these crazed terrorists. Outside of our safe zone of schools, here I thought schools were supposed to be safe. Dens of leftism. You won't find a Republican anywhere near one of those schools. The superintendent's a Democrat. The teachers are Democrats. They're indoctrinated Democrats. Teachers union. Where's the teachers union? Are they crying out, protect our teachers? What is the role of a teacher to protect? When you send your kids to school, you give them to the teachers and they become the surrogate parents. I know that doesn't, I mean, that's what the state wants you to believe. They're the surrogate parents. You send your kids to school, you're saying, I'm putting my kids in the care of the state. And what happens? Your kids get shot up. Great Mills, 60 miles southeast of D.C., where the March for Our Lives rally for school safety and gun control was scheduled to take place this Saturday. According to press reports from Southern Maryland, police had investigated a threat on February 20th that was posted on social media to Great Mills High School. Ironically, it got shot up. Hey, look, here's the difference between this and Parkland. When they found out there was a nutcase that was potentially going to go there and shoot up schools, the school resource officer was there, and he took care of business. And a tweet from this kid, his name is A Persistence. He's a real Trump supporter, kind of a long-haired guy, millennial. He says, thank you to every single person who tweeted that the armed resource officer shot and stopped the Great Mills High School shooter. Well, thanks to everybody involved who responded, who said, you know what, we're going to take this seriously because many more people could have been killed. Now, leftists, ask yourself this question. What would have happened had that school resource officer not been there? That girl would be deader than disco, and so would that kid and who knows how many others. But in this case, the bad guy is gone. I don't know what this kid did. I don't know what drove him to this act. But that act was the act of a madman, and he deserved to be dead from it. Outside of our safe zone of schools, here I thought schools were supposed to be safe. Dens of leftism. You won't find a Republican anywhere near one of those schools. The superintendent's a Democrat. The teachers are Democrats. They're indoctrinated Democrats. Teachers union. Where's the teachers union? Are they crying out, protect our teachers? What is the role of a teacher to protect? When you send your kids to school, you give them to the teachers and they become the surrogate parents. I know that doesn't, I mean, that's what the state wants you to believe. They're the surrogate parents. You send your kids to school, you're saying, I'm putting my kids in the care of the state. And what happens? Your kids get shot up. A friend of mine tweeted this. It's amazing that whenever Democrats are proven wrong on something, they pretend that they never said it. They now claim they never said collusion, and now that an armed guard saved kids' lives at school, they're pretending that they were never against armed guards at schools. I give you what I said to you a while back. You show me an armed guard who's willing to do his job and protect kids at school, and I'll show you a school that is going to be protected. And eventually, they won't shoot up those schools. You think anybody else is going to go and shoot up Great Mills High School? Great, whatever it's called. These people want you to believe that you send your kids to school and they're going to get educated, that everything's going good. Woohoo, look at this. Inner city high schools have a 50% dropout rate, many of them do anyway, and of those who graduate, many of them can't read, can't compute at grade level. Urban public school teachers with school-age kids are more likely to have their own kids in private school than the rest of the population. That should tell you all you need to know about this rank school system that wants you to believe that you need to keep pouring money into a broken system. And then that system, they say, jump out of that one and onto the conveyor belt of ignorance going to college, where you can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on stupid degrees that are going to get your kids nothing except laughed at. These people don't want to protect your kids. They don't want to educate your kids. They want to indoctrinate your kids, and they fool you into believing it, and they do a money grab, a vicious money grab, chasing you out of private, out of public schools, so you can not only pay the taxes for that, but go pay for private schools, then to convince you that you need to send your kids to the best colleges, the best universities, so you can really buck up, and all you end up with is with debt and kids that don't talk to you. Anyway, we'll be back. Hillary apologized.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend Your Voice. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Get to one other thing in the news, which we haven't had a chance to talk about yet on the show, which is Hillary Clinton appeared in India, and she was asked about some of the reasons why Donald Trump won. Here's a brief excerpt of her remarks.
So I won the places that are optimistic, diverse, dynamic, moving forward, and his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards. You know, you didn't like black people getting rights. You don't like women, you know, getting jobs. You don't want to, you know, see that Indian American succeeding more than you are. Whatever your problem is, I'm going to solve it.
What's your response when you hear her talking, like saying that?
Well, my state is one of those states. So in defense of Ohio, that voted twice for President Obama in 2008 and 2012, the quintessential swing state. No Republican has ever won the presidency without us. And President Obama won my state. So it was very hurtful to lump all Ohioans and all people. In politics, we should not criticize the voters. The onus is on the person that is running for office. And just to do that just continues to divide and malign people.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's rare for Nina and I to agree wholeheartedly on something. That's an area where I agree. I mean, to suggest that the people of Wisconsin are somehow backwards or on the wrong side of history not only misreads history, misreads the present moment. And I always remember when I would campaign in sort of blue parts of my district, and I knocked on this one door, and I gave my whole spiel, Mike Gallagher running for office, and this lady says to me, I'm not voting for you. I don't like Republicans. I'm like, sorry for your time, ma'am. I'll leave. And then as I walked away, she yelled at me and said, but I am voting for Donald Trump because he's going to shake things up. And that disgust with the status quo, I think, animated both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders at the same time. And Clinton fundamentally misreads the moment.
Do you want to weigh in?
Look, I think we looked very closely at what happened post-election, and I think I've said on your show before, there are counties in states like Ohio, but also in Iowa, where there was a massive flip from supporting Obama to supporting Hillary Clinton. And that just doesn't justify what she said. So it doesn't validate, I should say, what she said. There were a lot of dynamics in the race, no question, but I don't think you can blame it entirely. You shouldn't be blaming it on the electorate, and there was a larger issue with the campaign, how it was run, and frankly, her candidacy.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was CNN discussing Hillary's India statement. We've already talked about that, but I want you to hear what the left is saying about it. And so here's what the first lady who spoke was a black leftist. And she says, my state is one of those states, a swing state, the quintessential state. You do not win the presidency without going through Ohio. If you don't win Ohio, you don't win the presidency. And she says, I don't like the way she lumped all Ohio people into that. And she explained it. That is a black woman who theoretically should be the person for Hillary Clinton. The reason why I want to point her out more than others, and I'll get to the other people in just a second, is I want you to understand how significant it is. How significant is it that a black woman who is the demographic that everybody tells you should be pro-Hillary. This is the one they said would was going to change the election. In fact, afterwards, I think when we lost in Wisconsin, they said, we want to thank black women, blah, blah, blah. That is a woman post-Wisconsin saying, here's Hillary Clinton yet again dogging us. So then Mike Gallagher comes up. By the way, that lady said she should not criticize the voters for how they voted because that divides and it maligns. Then Mike Gallagher came in. He's a representative. He says, hard to believe, I actually agree with this woman. We agree on this point. There are many things that that woman and Republicans, not just Mike Gallagher, can eventually agree on. We have to win these little micro battles, like what she said, like what Hillary Clinton said. There's not a leftist on the planet who buys into that nonsense. So the last person who spoke worked for the State Department. That's who Marie Harth worked for, a lady named Jen Psaki. And even she said the voters, many of the voters that voted for Obama were willing to vote for Hillary Clinton. And even the ones, she didn't say this, but even the ones who voted for Trump are good people. I think they said 30% of the people, and we have another clip for this. Actually, I'll just save that statement and let you hear it. Because this is now, we're going to play one from MSNBC. That was CNN. We're going to play one from MSNBC. Now, what's going on here? Hillary, again, disrespected the majority of Americans. And yes, I'm saying the majority. The majority of the American electoral and the popular vote support Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton now. The media doesn't want to tell you that. The polls, they don't want to share that. If they told you the truth about how Donald Trump is really polling, it would blow your mind. It would be so devastating that the media would be in trouble. Mueller's investigation would be in trouble. The Democrats across the board would be in trouble. Barack Obama would be laughed at. Late night comedians would have nothing to talk about. If they just told you the truth, that's all they have to do. If they were to stop demonizing Donald Trump and jump on board, Donald Trump's approval rating would jump into the 70s, high 70s. Do you think for one second the left is going to allow that to happen? There is no way. They will fight tooth and nail. They will skew polls. They'll skew public opinion in any way that they can. And I already said earlier in the broadcast, the two reasons why the Democrats, two things that are DEFCON 1 for them. One is if any Democrat is indicted by Mueller or any other way related to the Russian conspiracy. And two, if Mueller drops the charges against Donald Trump. Forget the House Intel Committee. Mueller knows he's supposed to drop the charges after that. Mueller knows this investigation has been over for the better part of 6 months. And by the way, everybody knows it never should have begun. But if he drops the charges, that is the end of the Democrats. That's why it keeps hanging on like a hair on a biscuit. These people don't want to let this go. So that's number one. The hard truth. For the few hangers-on of the Clinton era, a time when the Clintons killed with immunity. But those days are over, and the world has become a safer place because the Clintons no longer wield the power that they did 8 years or 10 years ago. Now, Andrew McCabe and James Comey, they can't fire their security details just yet. But for the most part, former Clintonistas can feel a little bit safer because Bill and Hillary Clinton have been neutered. You neutered them. Yeah, you didn't even realize you were the vet. During the campaign, Hillary Clinton called the people who supported Donald Trump. This is, you know what I'm talking about. He called us the deplorables. And her base agreed with her. Many even cheered the term, they'd put them in a basket of deplorables, and everybody laughed. But they didn't realize that the Clinton era was dying, and it was dying on the back of the Obama era. That, I'm telling you, you couldn't get a more group of cocky politicos, people that thought Barack Obama would carry her through. And let me tell you, this is how much they believed it. They cheated through their teeth. They got the FBI, NSA, FISA courts, CIA, everybody was involved, NSA, because they knew they could not defeat Donald Trump on the up and up. But they want you to believe Hillary and Barack Obama are very popular. If you're very popular, you don't need to cheat. If they go, who's going to be homecoming queen? And people go, oh, it's foregone conclusion. That's going to be Donald Trump. But if you believe that it's not going to be you, and it is going to be Trump, you're going to cheat. If that's a big deal for you. The only possibility, folks, of taking Hillary off life support was a win in the 2016 presidential election. And as you all know, praise God, it didn't happen. But we got lots of excuses that happened. And so the one that Hillary came up with, the most recent, was the one in India that essentially said white women were too afraid to vote for her because it would buck the system of their, you know, patriarchal households run by their husbands, who would beat these women if they didn't support Donald Trump. And then secondarily, she won all the good people. All the bad people, well, they voted for Trump. And she yet again repeated her disrespect for Trump. But this time, her base abandoned her. They were like, wait a minute. Enough is enough. Hillary, why do you keep bringing this stuff up? We don't have time for this other clip right now. Maybe we'll bring it back coming in. But that's what I look at. I look at, how did something happen before? How is it perceived during the 2016 election cycle? And now, how is this very same comment, just phrased another way, how is it being perceived? And you know how it's being perceived? People can't stand it. They can't stand Hillary. Have I proven to you that Barack Obama isn't nearly as popular as he's supposed to be, or else, pay attention, why would he cheat? Why did he enlist the support of every clandestine agency? Why did he plant a story about the FBI, Hillary Clinton? Why are the Democrats knowingly covering up all this stuff? It's a very simple answer, folks. They aren't popular. That's why I told you, don't worry about the 2018 elections. In November, we're good.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Senator, is that helpful to Democrats in 2018 to have Hillary Clinton dismissing the 60 million plus voters who supported and elected Donald Trump, dismissed, some could say even condemned, as racists and misogynists?
No, it's not helpful at all. And in fact, my friend Hillary Clinton is wrong. 30% of the people who voted for Donald Trump had voted for President Obama. Why? The same people who looked for change with President Obama thought there wasn't enough as far as their personal lives were concerned, and they supported Donald Trump. That is a reality that Democrats acknowledge. That's why we are focusing on issues to address this concern they have about the economic insecurity that many working families face. I can tell you, a tax bill that gave tax breaks to the wealthiest people in America under the Republicans and President Trump is not responsive to that concern.
Heidi Heitkamp, one of your Senate Democratic colleagues who's running for re-election in the red state of North Dakota, said Hillary Clinton can't go away soon enough. Is she right, and should Hillary Clinton go away?
Well, I can tell you, Hillary Clinton, like every American, has the right to express her point of view, and she obviously gets press coverage. But we are moving on to the next chapter in American history.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. So that's Dick Durbin talking about Hillary Clinton. But so a couple things to think about. Number one, 30% of the people who voted for Obama voted for Trump. And then what Durbin comes out later and says is the reality is Democrats are now focused on the issues that those people have. And then he went on to slam the tax bill. If that's their strategy, it's over. I'm telling you as a strategist, you're going to go out and tell the people that voted for Trump who he said, I'm going to get you your money back. Hey, you know what? So what? He got you your money back. We still want to tax the heck out of you. Or they want to put this class warfare. He didn't hit the rich hard enough. It isn't going to work. But here's the bigger thing. Heidi Heitkamp, she is one of the senators who is in huge trouble. Now, she's in a red state, but she's in big trouble, and she's sounding the alarm to the leftists. She's saying, Hillary Clinton can't go away fast enough for me. Now, that, of course, she's in a red state. The person that she's going to run against is going to definitely attach her to Hillary Clinton. If you don't think that that's not going to play nationally, you're out of your mind. Dick Durbin is a leader for the Democrats. This isn't some random guy. This is an anti-Trump, anti-American, dyed-in-the-wool leftist who would walk through fire for Hillary Clinton a year ago, certainly 2 years ago. He would never have said that. What station was that on? Anybody catch The Voice? Yeah, Brian Williams, MSNBC. This didn't come out of nowhere. This isn't Fox or the right-wing conspiracy. This was what they talked about on MSNBC. You want to know why? They're forced to. Do you think they wanted to talk about Hillary Clinton dissing well over half the country? Essentially saying, yet again, my people, the people who vote Democrat, are better than those clowns. The very clowns who voted for Barack Obama in 2012, maybe 2008, who've now moved over to the right side of the aisle and gave up their clown shoes and their noses and took the makeup off. And she's saying, these people are too stupid. They're not the salt of the earth. And look at what I won. And oh, by the way, women, let me disrespect you too. Yeah, that's a winning strategy. And for the record, you can tie that to every one of those Democrats. That is exactly how they feel. You want to know why it's resonating? It's because people know that. So what happened? Cries immediately. She needs to apologize. Leftist saying, I don't feel that way. No. Voters, I don't feel that way. We want to reach out to you. We want to make this more less divisive. We want to be inclusive. Oh, except we don't want conservatives. We don't want Republicans. We don't want pro-lifers. We don't want pro-guns. We don't want pro-First Amendment. We don't want people that actually want to respect the borders. So we have a few caveats. But no. We want to be involved. We want to start work together. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Yeah. If you think that's going to play, it's not. And so, what is their strategy? You want to know what the Democrat strategy is? You're going to laugh when I tell you. They have bet their fate on a porn star. I know. It's funny how, you know, look, I've been in radio now for 9 years. I don't care. I haven't seen porn. Porn is of no interest to me. I have had to talk about porn. I talk about it laughingly, but in the last week, I've talked about it more than I probably talked about it my entire radio career. I'm not even playing when I say that. Stormy Daniels. The Democrats have bet the fate of their party on a porn star. And I'm not talking about Bill Clinton. I could easily be talking about him. Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti. We just learned some news about him. And it turns out that Michael Avenatti worked for Joe Biden and Rahm Emanuel. Now, you probably know those two guys because they were right-hand men to one of the worst presidents, if not the worst, in the history of mankind. That doesn't even, I mean, I'm including the entire world. When you're trying to railroad, when you're trying to smear somebody, when you're trying to make people believe, look, I'll be blunt. I don't know if Donald Trump had anything to do with Stormy Daniels. She's a good-looking lady. She's a porn star. So she's a good-looking lady. She's a head-turner. And, you know, look, as a, I'll just put it to you this way. As a billionaire, those girls like her, no offense, dime a dozen. And I'm not talking about the ones that do porn. I'm talking about good-looking girls at different events that see guys like Donald Trump and say, God, I wish he'd come over here and grab me by the uh-uh. They exist a dime a dozen. Everybody listening to this program knows it. And I'm going to go tell you guys something. And, you know, wives, you can cover yours if you want to. But here's the deal. In many cases, the very men that you sit next to, if they haven't found their religion, don't give them $1 billion because they might disappear on you for quite some time. It takes a lot of self-control to be a person that's good-looking and a billionaire and keeping your eye on the prize. So as far as I'm concerned, Donald Trump probably showed much more restraint than 90% of the people that I know. And, oh, ladies, I'm not letting you off the hook either. If you were billionaires, you might not be with your guy. So let's just keep things real. So I don't know what Donald Trump did with Stormy Daniels, but here's the rub. I don't care. Whatever issue he has with Stormy Daniels is between himself, potentially his family, Melania maybe, and God. End of story. It's all I care about Donald Trump is will you continue to lower my taxes, kick Kim Jong-un's butt, work on Iran next, get Putin in check, let us get our trade deficits in check. How about we start looking at balancing the budget and getting rid of our debt and enjoying the quality of life? If you could do that, man, you could have all the hookers you want. I don't really care. Oh, Kevin, that's not the Christian thing to do. Yeah. Judge not and you shall not be judged. What do you mean that's not the Christian thing to do? I didn't hire Donald Trump to be president so I could determine how his lifestyle was going to be. Let me tell you, he's always wanting to have people pray over him, so good for him. He's a failed, flawed individual just like all of us. But these people want to get him, and they're betting the farm on the idea that this porn star is going to bring down Donald Trump just like the Billy Bush tape. How ironic was it that Billy Bush was the one talking about Trump grabbing people by the, you know? Oh, man, Avenatti. He worked on political campaigns of over 150 Democrats, including national campaigns. When he wasn't busy suing Donald Trump and the Apprentice producer Mark Barnett for intellectual property infractions, this is a guy who has an axe to grind with Donald Trump. And the Democrats have put their fate in his hands. Here's his biography. While in college and later in law school, Michael worked at a political opposition research and media firm run by Rahm Emanuel, who later became White House Chief of Staff and is presently Mayor of Chicago. During his time there, Michael worked on over 150 campaigns in 42 states, including multiple gubernatorial and congressional campaigns. In other words, Joe Biden's U.S. Senate campaign. So, the guy who wrote this, a true pundit, said there's a thin line between porn star and ambulance chasing attorney. And I agree with him. But I want you to have the facts. And I'm going to tell you something. The overwhelming majority of you don't care. That we talked, I was looking at the polls on different things, and Russia was 1%. Stormy Daniels is less than that.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.